Z95.5, time won't let me, the Outsiders and the Dick Burton program. It's 3:35 in the afternoon. It's a Saturday, the 7th day of May, talking to Scott Regan, former Keener 13 jock.
So glad you gave the date. Thanks.
Well, it's just a rule in radio. You have to. Because most of those guys never knew where we were and when. Yeah. You know. Gary Stevens is with us also this afternoon, and he'll be in the studio shortly. And we have a little fellow, not a little guy, we have a guy on the phone who's got a tape of Gary's old program.
You're kidding.
We're going to play just a little bit of it coming up right after this.
I just want to let the world know that we're houseless, not homeless.
You can ride the nightmare. Convenient sailings from...
rebate. Some restrictions apply. Call 737-5111 for details.
Detroit Radio Rock Jock Reunion is on the air from now till 5 o'clock. It's 22 till 4 o'clock right now. Beautiful sunshiny Saturday afternoon, 74 degrees. High today near 80, 55 tonight. Tomorrow, 70% chance of rain and a high around 78.
And it's May 7th.
It is May 7th. Thank you, Scott. All right, now on the telephone, somebody here, Greg Innes, right, Greg?
Right. How are you doing, Dick?
Good, Greg. Thank you. What do you have?
I'm an old WKNR alumni myself, and unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to work with Gary. I worked at the station about 5 years.
Gary Stevens,
yeah. I knew Scotty real well. Hi,
and Scotty. And Bob. Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Of course, yeah. I haven't seen Bob in a long time.
Bobby Green, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, Bob Green. Okay, yeah.
You haven't seen him in 2 hours?
2 hours. That long. Okay. Are you staying at his house now, Bob? Or what? Well, what can we do for you, Greg?
Well, anyway, what I have here... I used to come home all the time and record a lot of Gary's shows in the afternoon. And I have a little air check here. Gary had an imaginary character on his show called Dr. Sigmund Frog.
Is it too late to pay you not to do this?
No, I got to do this. And anyway, Gary used to read imaginary letters to Dr. Frog from his audience. And here's one right here I think everybody might like.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thank you very much. I heard Cannibal and the Headhunters. It's called Land of a Thousand Dances, and you're on the Gary Stevens Show from WKNR. Why, if it isn't Dr. Sigmund Frog, who always says, no matter where you are, whoops, well, I blew that one again. No matter where you go, there you are. Dr. Frog, how are you this evening? Have you thought about using Zen? All right, Doctor, are you ready? Here's a very interesting thing. Incidentally, I might mention that the fashions for Dr. Frog are provided by the Salvation Army. All right, here it is. Dear Dr. Frog, I work in the computer room of a large Detroit business firm, and lately the machine that I've been working on has been giving me the winners of the major horse races on the West Coast. Now, I haven't told anybody about this, so what should I do? And it's signed V.A. Keith from Taylor, Michigan. Dr. Frog? Dear Mr. Keith, shut up and hurry up and call me after 6.
Great stuff, huh, Gary? Look at Gary over there crying in the corner.
Gary's under the table, Gary.
Yeah, listen, I know what you mean. They played some of that stuff for me at early Keener. It's just so embarrassing to hear.
Dennis, don't call.
Yeah, we'll call you. Greg, I'll tell you a story about Gary. I called Gary from WSAI in Cincinnati. Gary may or may not even remember this.
Oh, I remember, because this has an economic undertone.
Does it really?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So you don't remember what I remember.
No, I guess I don't. I called Gary from Cincinnati, WSAI. I read in the trades he was leaving to go to WMCA in New York from WKNR here. And I had known Gary just a little bit in Buffalo, and I called him. I said, who do I send a tape to? He told me Frank Maruca, and I sent an air check tape of my show at WSAI in Cincinnati to Frank Maruca. He hired me. He wanted me to do 3 to 7, which was Gary's shift. Right, Gary?
That's right.
I came up here, had a 3-hour interview with Frank Maruca in the studios in Dearborn, and the first 2 hours, and I'm not kidding at all when I say this, the first 2 hours were telling me how great Gary Stevens had been on the air. The third hour was, well, now, Dick, we'd like you to do the show, and we'd like you to come in and do a 3 to 7, and so on and so forth. And I was so barraged with Gary Stevens' stories, and I'd never heard you on the air, that when he finally said, okay, do you want the job, I said, no. I got in a cab, and I left the station. I said, I don't want it. That was it. I left, and I went down Detroit, and I said to the cab driver, take me to a moderate-priced restaurant. I'm hungry. Got a flight at 8 o'clock or whatever. He took me to a place called the London Chop House. I walked in, had dinner by myself. The bill was like $80 for me, and I couldn't. I said, boy, if I took the job, I would need a lot more money than I thought I was going to get. Anyway, he then called me 2 weeks later, Frank Bruger did, down in Cincinnati, and he offered me the 7 to 10 show. and I, which you eventually came in for, I guess, a month later, whatever it was, Scott. Right. I said, no, I can't handle that. I'd never done nighttime radio, which was more teeny bop, more yelling and screaming stuff. So I turned it down. Then he called me back a week or two later and offered me the 10 to 1 show at night. And I took it because I figured, how bad could it be? Who was going to listen? You know what I mean? As it turned out, when I came into the station, they had a 40 share of audience, which meant 4 out of every 10 people was listening to that radio station at night. So it turned out to be a good move for me in the long run. But that was the history. I wouldn't take the job because of Gary and how great he was, according to the management there. I was afraid of 7 to 10.
You should have taken the job.
See, I should have, yeah.
The real story...
I'll tell you,
the real story is he called up and he asked how much we made.
Did I ask you that?
Oh, yeah. And we didn't make any money in Detroit, but we did record hops.
That's right.
And we made lots of money.
You did. You used to do 3 and 4.
Oh, lots of them. Hop man. Yeah. You know, you'd go home with big paper bags, be stuffed in every pocket. Always dollar bills.
That's right.
I remember going to the Manufacturers Bank office over by the station, over by Ford's headquarters, American Road, Michigan American office, and they told me George had to be facing the same way. You'd finish up on Saturday night, and all day Sunday, I sat there with singles, stacking them so that George faced the right way. So when they proofed the money, that it was they could go through it right away. Purton minimized what we were making. See, he said, "Oh, that's just, I do better than that in Cincinnati big
Wait,
shot." Right?
Come on, get out of here.
No, he did, and he said, "How can you live?" And I said, "What do you mean? How can I live? I live on hops." And I told him what we made on hops. He couldn't get on the next plane fast enough.
Wait a minute. I dispute that story.
That's why I said this was an economic.
Don't ever believe anything else. In Cincinnati, I was doing the same kind of hops you were doing apparently up here. I was making up to $3,000 a week on record hops, all in cash, in the summer. Not during the rest of the year, but in the summer. And I had 3 summers of that. And I gave all of that up to come up to K&R for $205 a week. Think of that, $3,000 in cash.
That must have been some dinner at the chopper.
Yeah, it really was, yeah. Well, and you may be right on that story, Gary. Sometimes, you know, things get convoluted as the years go by. Interesting. Okay, Gary, you want to introduce our next record?
No.
Okay, fine. Then how about you, Scott?
No, thanks.
Okay,
well,
I'll do it instead. I have no idea what it is. What is it, Ankles?
I forget.
Casey, you want to handle this one?
Yeah, sure. It's a song by the Beach Boys. It goes out to the bagman who's driving away on his new elephant called a T-Bird.
Here we go, a little...
Fun.
Five with the bagman today, and the lady he introduced in the studio is Mrs. Roshnish, but we're not quite sure of that. Anyway, it's about 14 to 4 in the afternoon hours here on a Saturday, the 7th of, May. Thank you,
May.
Scotty. Right. Scott
Reagan. We have to give the year.
You have to do that, too. As a matter of fact,
1988.
Well, we don't have that one, but we do have the Keener staff from 1965 now.
They're the great guys to know. Everyone agrees. So step up, Keenan, and sign in, please.
Good morning, this is Swingin' Sweeney, just like every day, 5 to 9 on Keener Radio, and glad to have you aboard.
Hello, world. We invite you to listen to the Robin Seymour Show every morning on Keener, 9 to noon.
And this is Jerry Goodwin from noon to 3, glad to have your company on Keener.
Hello, everybody, this is Gary Stevens with you every afternoon from 3 to 7 on Keener.
What do you say? This is Bobby Green. Nights from 7 to midnight on Keener 13.
At midnight,
Bill Phillips shows up on WKNR. That's me.
WKNR. Keener Radio.
Miller Genuine Draft Concerts at Pine Knob Music Theater present Billy Ocean live in concert Saturday, June 25th.
On Z95.5, mostly sunny, high near 80, 74. Now, Bob Green has joined us again. Bobby started off the show at 10 this morning to 11. Did you hear that, Scott, by any chance?
No, I didn't miss that.
Some great tapes. Yeah. Great tapes he brought in. And he's got something else for us now.
Well, this is something, as a matter of fact, Art Volo had this. I had sent this to Art. If you remember names, this goes back to WKMH. This is before Keener, 1961. Right. A fellow by the name of Ray Otis, who is now the announcer you'll hear on HBO, saying this movie is rated CD. Yeah.
Big voice.
And he's got a great voice. Ray Otis was one of our afternoon disc jockeys, and he did record hop, and I guess he had some artists there that supposedly were never heard of. And take a listen, see what he says. I don't remember.
The Ray Otis caravan of stars is on the move. The biggest, most spectacular record hopping show ever to hit the West Wayne County and Downriver area will be presented tonight at 8 o'clock by the Romulus Teen Club at the Romulus Progressive Hall at Five Points in Romulus. And you're invited to meet such great stars as handsome Paul London. From Cleveland, Ohio, the vision, the personable Mickey Denton. talent-packed group called The Miracles. Handsome, dynamic Jamie Cole. Plus, surprise guest star Eddie Holland. The Spinners, Cornell Blakely, The Temptations, and Sue Perrin. Going on right now at the...
There it was. That was, who was that?
Billy Stewart.
Something by Billy Stewart.
Yeah, Summertime.
Yeah, good, right. Good tune. All right.
It was a good tune.
Casey Kasem will be with us next hour, folks, on the radio. Scott Regan with me right now. Scotty is about to take off here. Doc was saying, by the way, Scott, that he was, if you're ready for this, Doc Andrews, was a student, I guess, at Fraser High School.
At Fraser High School, and sure.
Yeah, when you were on the air.
The Keener Jacks never came out to Fraser. C.K. Jackson did occasionally.
Well, we barely covered the area.
To the west, to the east side.
Where was Fraser? On the east side.
Well, yeah,
it was really interesting. You were talking before about how we had a 40 rating, and the station wasn't heard on the east side.
That's true. That's true. At night. Only at night. In the daytime, we were heard.
Yeah, right. Once the power went down.
It was amazing that we would have those kind of numbers, period, but to have them and not even be heard in half the city.
Yeah, it was an incredible story. Keener was quite a success story. When it came out of nowhere in 1963, I think, in October. It came out on Halloween. And in 30 days, had gone from the last rated station in Detroit to the first. Yep. In 30 days. Yep. That's pretty hard to do. Yeah. Scott, thank you for joining us today.
So great of you to have us at St. John. Said.
See you tonight at the...
Yeah, you're going to be the MC at the big Wing Ding.
Yeah, tonight.
I hope that's a real 80s sort of thing. Wing Ding.
That's a Buffalo thing, too. Bungalow Chicken Wing Dings, right? Well, Scott, it's good to see you, and best to the whole gang in New York
there. Looking forward to hearing you tonight and seeing what kind of creative stuff you're going to do.
I don't know what creative stuff I'm going to do. This should be very interesting.
Know what you're going to do?
I know. If I don't know, they don't know.
Well, the audience should know that you're going to be the MC of this. All these 400 people are going to be there, and you're going to be the guy.
But when it's all over, they still probably won't know what I did, you know. Scotty, good to see you. Thank you very much for joining us today. Scott Regan from New York now, and used to be at Keener 13 CKLW2 in your day here in town.
DRQ2.
DRQ2, I didn't realize that. No kidding. Okay, it's a minute and a half till 4 o'clock, and Casey is a long-distance dedication for us right now, and we'll be talking to Casey after 4. Casey?
Here's one from Jessica Hahn. Dear Casey, I live with Hugh Hefner. He's bought me cars, jewelry, furs, and all kinds of designer clothes. Last week, he outdid himself. He took me on a hot air balloon ride and gave me a huge diamond brooch. I want to remind him what a great time he had in that balloon, so could you please play You Got Lucky in the Sky with Diamonds?